We're worried about a guy who played the 1,000th game of his NHL career over the weekend, Sidney Crosby. And, well, who better to talk about him than somebody who played with him? Won a cup with him, in fact. Boy, that's pretty good. Had a great NHL career in his own right as well. Tyler Kennedy joins us right now tonight. Tyler, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Man, we are fired up to talk to you. You know, anytime you can, anytime you're lucky enough, I can imagine to play with a teammate as great as Sid. And I feel like you played. I was just looking at your hockey DB. Boy, you played with a lot of studs. You know, what is it about him? What is it you can kind of tell us about him as a teammate? Because from the outside, you know, I'd have a problem believing he'd say more than six words just because he seems so locked in and focused on everything. What was it like playing with him?
It was such a great experience. I honestly look back now and I wish I would have studied him more, you know, just because at the time I didn't realize how dialed in he was, you know, and playing with him for so long, he was always ready to play. He took care of himself so well. Like, he was the best at all that, you know. Obviously he was one of the best players to ever lace him up, but he was the most prepared coming to the rink, from his diet to his mental state to him being prepared to practice hard every day. And he knew how to judge his body, what his body needed, how much rest he needed. And again, Sid was a guy that would love to joke around. He was just like us, you know. He loved being chirped, you know, because you talk to him now, he goes, a lot of the young guys don't really say too much, you know, because he's such an icon now, you know. But back then we used to have guys like Billy Garen, Hal Gill, guys that would just, you know, they would make fun of him just like they made fun of everyone else. And I think Sid loved that part of it when we played. And again, Sid was, I have nothing but great things. And I the only regret I have playing with him is that I didn't study and follow him around a lot more than I did.
So in the last couple of days, there's been a lot of talk about Sid's, you know, some legendary stories at practice and just how intense his practice regimen was. You know, in your time with the Penguins, do you have any, you know, memorable moments from practice and what Sid was all about? You know, not a game, you know, when he was practicing, whether it was, you know, workouts, full team situation. Can you give us anything on that?
Honestly, he was, you know, he always had something with putting the puck in the net. You know, he always, even after a drill was done, he'd place the puck in the net. He always tried to finish the drill. He always did the drill right. And, like, I played with him for 6 years. I don't think I've ever seen him screw up a drill. You know, he was definitely not a drill buster. And obviously with drills and stuff, but the biggest thing I remember, I was in, like, a 15-game, 20-game slump. And Sid was actually, that's when he was hurt or something, and I was struggling. I was, you know, you ride the roller coaster playing in the NHL, and I remember Sid coming over after practice and just talking to me, just like pretty much a coach would, but he got a lot more out of me. But he was just, you know, giving me a lot of really good tips of, you know, how to get more production from what I'm doing and where to go on the ice. And literally the next game, I remember I scored a goal and I had an assist, and I kind of got in a little bit of a run, and I swear it was from Sid's little pointers, you know, where to go, you know, where to, you know, when you're making moves, how to go to the net, and, you know, obviously, you know, filter the puck to the net. And again, that was one of the coolest things about when he was at practice. He tried to help everyone because he was about team success. Obviously, he has a lot of his own success, but the way the guy cared about his team and his teammates, that's the best thing, the best quality I've seen in anyone, any players that Sid has above them, is the way he cared about his teammates and his team.
Talking to Tyler Kennedy, former Pittsburgh Penguin, and not former, you're this forever, Cup champion with the Penguins. You know, you played in those back-to-back series with the Red Wings. I mean, I remember those. I remember both sides of it. You know, it's just such a unique scenario that I don't think we've seen since, in teams kind of going back to back. What do you remember from those years? And obviously, specifically for you, you'd like to remember the good one more so.
Yeah, obviously the first one was my first year in the NHL. So I didn't realize how hard it was to get to the finals. I was like, wow, we're into the finals. Okay.
This,
you know,
great,
when we,
yeah,
lost, I just remember, like, a lot of the old guys really taking it hard. Like, I mean, crying in the room and just, and I was a young guy, and I was like, oh, my God, yeah, this sucks. But, like, you know, I'm hoping I got a couple more years of crack at this, you know? And, you know, and the older guys are like, no, this is, there's guys who go their whole career without cracking it, you know? And I didn't realize. And then next year we end up going back, and we had that coaching change from Terrien to Dan Bylsma. It was a big change in the way we played hockey, the way we, you know, we had a lot more structure. We had a lot more plays with, you know, face-offs and this and that. And I think our team really came together. I think our leaders, you know, with Sid, Gino, with Kunitz coming, with Billy Guerin coming, taking some of the pressure off Gino and Malkin helped a lot. And then the big one for me was what I think really kind of pushed us over is when Anaheim, we crushed. I think when we played Carolina, Gino was on fire. Gino had like 7 goals in 4 games. We swept them. So we had like a week and a half off. And we were resting. And I remember Detroit, they went to game 7 against Anaheim. And we knew that if we can hang on to the series longer and longer, it worked out to our benefit. And that's kind of what happened. We knew, you know, if we win that game 6, we go to game 7, who knows? And we have the young legs, and they're hurting. They just went through a hard series with Anaheim, with travel, you know, and that's the biggest thing that I saw that really helped us win. So,
yeah, it's amazing. I can only imagine, you know, what kind of a factor attrition plays in the playoffs. And just hearing you talking about kind of, you know, how hard the old guys took it in that first year. I'm looking at your hockey DB here. And I mentioned it. You played with some real legends in this league. I mean, I know your longest tenure was with the Penguins, but you had some time in San Jose as well. You know, what were your memories like of playing with Joe Thornton? And, you know, I am not going to ask you to kind of, you know, say who you like better or whatever, but how can you kind of compare and contrast him and Sid as guys? Because I mean, both legends in the game, but it feels like their personalities couldn't be more almost opposite from what we see outside.
Yeah, you know what, it was a big change for me going from Pittsburgh that was very, very structured, very everyone, like when we lost a game in Pittsburgh, it was like the next day guys were down. You know, in San Jose, it was a little bit different. You know, guys, life moved on, and it's not that they weren't more focused or whatever. It was just a different mentality. And I remember Jumbo, he was one of the guys that brought everyone together. He was a guy that, you know, helped his young guys. He was an ultimate leader with the way he ran a room. And I just remember he was again, the way he kept it loose. You know, Jumbo's great with keeping it loose and making sure guys feel comfortable, but when it was time to drop the puck, the guy had a switch, and it was he'd block a shot with his face to show the guys that he was all in, you know. And Jumbo, again, he's a special guy, special player. And even Patty Marleau, those guys are old veteran guys that know how to get it done. But, you know, coming from Sidney Crosby, the guy that's pretty much has hockey on his shoulders. and the way Sid carries himself, again, Sid is, you know, he's not, he treats everyone the same, from a first year guy to a last year guy. You know, he still, he takes care of his current teammates. He takes care of his former teammates by just checking in, making sure they're all right. So again, I've been really fortunate. And no, it's crazy. When I got traded from Pittsburgh, yeah, I mean, to San Jose, and then I got traded to the Islanders, that's when I had John Tavares as the captain there, you know. And I remember John was starting to train with Sid, and I can see how John was really memorized by how Sid trains and really understood what it really took. And I think that's what made, you know, that's what really helped John Tavares become the player he is now, because I think he saw and he took the maturity to develop and do what he needed to do in the summers with nutrition and training to become, you know, an elite of elite in the NHL.
So as Sid, you know, eclipses 1,000 games, he's 33 years old. There's all this talk about, you know, what's Pittsburgh's future. Like, what do you expect from Sid the next, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years? You know, it's hard to imagine him declining at all, but like, are you still expecting contending for cups in Pittsburgh? Like, is there a scenario where you could see Sid play for another team? What do you expect for the next couple of years for Sid?
You know, whenever you have Sid and Malkin and Letang on your team, you know, when they can, I still think they can, they have the talent to turn it on to be the best of the best. You know, they know what it takes. They've been in a lot of playoffs. You know, they know what it takes to win. And I think that says a lot to them. And so I still think Sid's got a lot of time left. I think he's still, especially the way he talks now, that they're going to cut his laces off to kind of get him. You know, I think he's going to play. And, you know, I think Sid really likes Tom Brady, and you see what Tom Brady's doing, you know, and I think that, like, that kind of stuff motivates Sid to, you know, be on the top, is, you know, even longer than he already is, you know. And, you know, you see McDavid talk about Crosby and calling him Mr. Hockey, you know, like, you know, you look around the league, everyone knows who the top dog is still. So, and I think he's got a lot more left. I think he's got more years, so.
That's the kind of interesting thing. Like, we up here have been having a ton of debates of, oh, is Austin Matthews closing the gap on Connor McDavid? And then whenever we're having these debates, it does seem like we all kind of have a moment, whether it's I'm doing it on the show here or I'm texting with my buddies, where we have to do the thing where we're like, well, I mean, you know, Crosby can still turn it on and be that guy anytime he needs to be for this team. Like, the kind of deference of respect that he gets is, you know, completely earned. And it's funny how you see it kind of across the league. You know, we talked a lot about the kind of great players you played with throughout your NHL career. And, you know, I can't help but notice that you're a 34-year-old guy who played for the Sioux Greyhounds. And, well, the GM in Toronto, he is a 35-year-old guy who was the GM there. Did you have any dealings in Dubas during your time in the Sioux?
No, it's crazy. So my first year in junior, Kyle Dubas was like the stick boy, and he was around helping around the rink. That's the scary thing. And to see what he's done, but I just knew he was all in hockey. He wanted to learn as much as he can, you know, and being, again, he's a year older than me, but he was helping out, you know. And again, like, all I knew is this guy loved hockey. And coming back, once I played and then he started being the GM of the Greyhounds, and I used to come back in the summers to train and do all, like, live there in the summer in the Sioux. I just remember he ran the Greyhounds like an NHL team. The way the kids, you know, there are kids, but the way they ate, the way they took care of themselves, this training staff were getting Sheldon. Because, again, I used to go and, you know, jump on the ice with the junior players, and Sheldon used to run practice. And again, the way he treated me, the way he trained the kids, the way he trained the the current players, you know, I knew this guy was something special. And Kyle Dubas, he's a special GM, and young, he's got a lot of time ahead of him. And even Sheldon Keefe, I've been around a lot of coaches, and I've been around a lot of NHL coaches, and I would say he's better than a lot of the coaches that I had in the NHL.
When you say that, what exactly do you mean? As a player, what are you looking for? Like, I have so many of these conversations, and it just comes down to, well, how much did a guy play and who were his line mates? Like, that seems to be how most kind of casual fans judge it. But for a player, what are you looking for a quote unquote good coach?
I think trust. I think that's a big one for me. And, being personal, you know, understanding the player, you know. And another big one for me is making sure everyone knows what their job is on the team. You know, I think I've had, you know, I think my best coach in NHL was Dan Bylsma. And I think the biggest reason I say that, it's not that I love Dan. I used to hate him a lot. Yeah. Yeah. But I respected him. And I think that's the big thing that gets confused these days, is you don't have to like your coach, but you have to respect him. And I like Dan too, but I hated him too a lot, but I respected him. But I remember he really
give me a lot of direction of what kind of player I was and what kind of player I needed to be successful. And that helped me out a lot. And I think a lot of coaches, other coaches that I had, didn't really do that for me. You know, they didn't really say, hey, this is what you need to do every night and I'll play you more or you'll be successful. You know, so I think that helps. That, in my opinion, makes a great NHL coach, knowing that where each guy needs what needs to be done and what each line needs to be done. And I think that's what really helped us win the Stanley Cup, because every line knew what their job was. And again, talking to Sheldon, seeing how he coached his junior team, I can tell you right now, I'm pretty sure everyone in the Toronto Maple Leafs knows what their job is and what they need to do to play.